This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Ron Jaworski. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Brandon, buddy. Brandon, great to be with you. Great to be with my friend Tiki Barber.
Oh, he's your friend now.
Oh, we're, yeah, well, when,
what's a fraternity,
we have,
man?
We have the same uniform now.
Exactly.
Army-Navy uniform, right?
That's right.
But the last time we competed was down at a little golf tournament sponsored by R.J. Reynolds down at Pinehurst. So we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. That means you waxed him.
It was competitive.
That means I was not good.
Yeah, but this guy, what are you, about a 5 handicap? You're pretty good, right?
9.5 index, so it depends where I'm playing.
Okay.
You know, this,
that means some days you're going to shoot 80, other days you're going to shoot 70.
78 to 88.
What? You go up that high, you go up to almost 90, huh?
Yeah, it depends where I play. If you play Pinehurst number 2.
That's fair.
That's why you have an index and it moves with you.
But
welcome to Philadelphia, guys. This is an extraordinary weekend for those that live in this community. And Army-Navy is just an incredible game. I've been coming to this game whenever I was available since 1977.
Oh, wow. Really?
When I was traded from the Los Angeles Rams to the Philadelphia Eagles in 77, you know, we were playing at then Veterans Stadium. The game was at Veterans Stadium. We would practice across the street over at JFK. So we'd come off of practice, say, like a Saturday morning, and you'd see everyone lining up to go into the stadium. And all of a sudden, I said, I could even sneak into this game, you know, because our locker room's right there. I go out. After that, I was hooked on this game. Yeah. Army-Navy is spectacular. Those of you who have not gone to an Army-Navy game, put it on your bucket list. Philly, wherever the game may be, but come to this game. It is meaningful.
What hooked you? What was it that really brought you in? What connected
well,
to you?
Number one, football. You know, we're football guys. Sure. We're attracted to football. But once you are aware of what this game is about, it's much more than football. I mean, it's our country. Mm-hmm. It's Army-Navy. And you get tears in your eyes when this game is over because, hey, these guys battled on the football field for 60 minutes. They gave everything they had. But now they're moving on to their lives, and they're going to real battle.
Yeah.
And they're defending us
to
do this and talk about the game and talk about the NFL.
That's
I mean, that's what really got me fired up. That, hey, I love these guys as football players, but I love them more for the service that they're performing for us.
Yeah, and Jaws and I were talking right before we came on air because we watch some of these NFL games, and it's like, dude, are they really trying? won't name any names right now, but it's like, dude, they look like they don't even care right there. You never get that in this game.
Oh no!
I mean, it's like every play is the last play.
There's nothing.
They leave it all
nothing
on the field.
Left in the body, man. It's all given up, and that's why it's so meaningful. And you know the pageantry of the game, the pregame, the excitement. I guess the president's going to come tomorrow, so that adds a little more, you know, glamour to the event. And Philadelphia, by the way, just loves this game and embraced this game. And I'm on the PHL Sports Committee, which is, you know, we brought the draft here a couple years ago, and I'm on that committee.
Which was great, by the way.
It was, well, we made the league a lot of money, Tiki, by the way. Now we did so good, they took it somewhere else.
I know, but you made it a part. Like, you created the example of what the draft should be like, right? Not just stand in some room, but, like, make it a party. Make it like the city. And even though it was cold, but it was awesome.
No, it was nice. We actually had good weather. We were, like, in the 70s, so it was beautiful. And we had 250,000 people, you know, on the parkway, the draft going on. Hey, the league does a tremendous job. But it was great that finally.
No, Nashville was cold because it was raining.
Nashville was cold. It was raining. Chicago one year was cold, too, the second year in Chicago. But, you know, the city embraced it. You know, it's like New York. There's passionate football fans.
Oh, yeah.
250,000 people. The draft went great, and all of a sudden, they took it away from us. You know, took it to Dallas, you know. So,
We're talking to Ron Jaworski, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right,
is here.
Let's get to your Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, bring it. Oh, wait.
I mean.
I thought you wanted to talk about the Giants after Monday night.
Come on. I mean, I would say like it's a rivalry, but it's not right now. give us a year or two.
You know, I thought this would be another great year for the Eagles. I looked at the roster and I said, okay, you know, New York's rebuilding, Washington's rebuilding. Okay, there's one team, Dallas.
Yeah,
we've got to beat Dallas.
You still got to beat Dallas. but not at 6-7 apiece.
Six and seven. You're going to be tied. So there's three games left. Who's going to get hot at the end of the season? But it is kind of frustrating because I think this Eagles team is talent laden. But
injury laden also. D-Jack goes down early.
That's the league, though, Tiki. You look around, everybody has injuries. Now, you lose to Sean Jackson. That's the guy that's like, choom.
Yep.
And it's funny. I'm watching the game last night, and I'm, you know, the Baltimore's wide receivers. And the big turnaround with that team. I weren't talking Lamar Jackson. He's the MVP. He's been phenomenal. But I'm watching these wide receivers. They can flat out fly.
That's right.
Speed is the key. I think of his career. Speed, acceleration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never took a hard hit. Put him in a pass route. And that's what you're seeing now with the Baltimore Ravens. So speed, speed, speed. And when the Eagles lost to Sean Jackson, they got slow, slow, slow. not a good recipe.
Yeah, it's all tight ends these days. Can they pull out of this? Because the division feels like nobody wants to win it. Right? Nobody is exercising the ability on their roster.
Exercising competence.
Well, you're right.
To that, too, from a play-calling standpoint. But I'm just talking about, like, the players. I'm talking about the guys themselves, the guys in the arena that, you know, somebody step up and make a play. I don't feel like I'm getting that from the Eagles, and I'm certainly not getting it from the Cowboys.
Certainly not the Cowboys. And the Eagles are certainly disappointing as well.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I live in this town. You know, we root for our former teams. I had four teams to root for. I had the Rams.
That's
I had
right.
the Eagles. I had the Dolphins. I had the Chiefs. I had four teams that paid
That's
me.
Right.
So
That's
I'm
right.
going to get a winner somewhere along the way every year. But, you know, when you're in this town, everyone's excited. You know, everyone thought repeat from 2017. You know, the quarterback. You got wide receivers around. Alshon Jeffrey, the speed. Zach Ertz. And, by the way, Brand, let me throw this in for
–
we were talking about this earlier. Yeah. The Giants are leading the Eagles 17-3.
I was watching.
Going in the second half.
Eli.
Yeah, and the Eagles getting booed off the field.
And they deserved it.
And they deserved it, yes. And so the second half starts. The Eagles are losing wide receivers. They're playing three tight ends and a guy that was on the practice squad.
Yeah.
You know?
Alshon Jeffrey lips off because he's got a Liz Frank fracture.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is over, man.
No, we've got all these tight ends. We got, you know, all the running backs are down. We got a guy that was on the practice squad in Boston Scott. I think, oh, this game's over. Giants just got to take away Zach Ertz. They win the game. All of a sudden, Carson starts throwing the ball. Zach Ertz is wide open. There's like no more than 20 yards of him, like three straight plays. I'm going, are the Giants aware
their
of this
defense
Eagle
is
offense?
So bad.
Yeah,
their defense
I'm
is terrible,
like, Ron. They got one guy, Carson's looking.
Boy, he's really sticking it to you, man.
I mean,
No, he knows it.
Do I have an argument?
Jaws is coming with the hammers here.
So we were thankful. So we get to live to fight another day in Philadelphia.
That's
I'm
right.
not sure if it's worth it, but we live to fight another day.
Let me ask you that. Ron Jaworski is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So the state of Philly sports right now is pretty good.
Yeah.
You got Bryce Harper and the Phillies and Girardi and Didi just came here, and the Phillies are ascending. Price could be around a long time. Embiid played well last night, and Sixers, you know, certainly have a puncher's chance to get to the
championship.
He looked
a little motivated last night.
Charles Barkley called him out.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Now let's hope it lasts.
Yeah. Exactly. Jay Wright and Villanova, they won two national championships.
Did you say the Flyers? You
know,
the Flyers.
I was getting to them.
When things are good, we want to talk about them all.
The list is good.
All right.
But if the list wasn't so good right now, I get a sense Doug Peterson will be getting rushed on local radio, and Carson Wentz, whether it's right or wrong, and I think it would be wrong because it's not his fault, will be getting crushed as well. The state of Philly sports and the fact that they won the championship a couple of years ago has given a crazy fan base, what, another year before they kick it down the road and get nuts on this team?
No, they're on it right now.
Philly fans?
Absolutely.
They really are.
Yeah. Oh, no, what have you done lately? I mean, that's Philadelphia. It's New York. It's Boston. It's all major cities. No matter how much you win, they expect you to continue to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2017 for the Eagles was a magical season.
Right.
Everything went right. This year's one of those years. It's kind of going all wrong. But that doesn't mean they're out of it. They control their own destiny.
As crazy as that is, you're right.
With the Redskins, the Cowboys at home, and then go to New York for the last game of the season. I mean, there's three teams they should beat, but also they should have beaten the Miami Dolphins.
That's true, too.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick lights up that defense.
He gives up almost 40 points to the Dolphins.
Come on, man. I actually went down to the game because I needed to play some golf down in Miami.
This guy's got some life.
The Eagles are in Miami.
I got a little business down there. Let me get my assistant to book me a little late.
My brother did that game. You should have hooked up and played golf with him.
Rondé's going to be giving you about 8 strokes, by the way.
Yeah, you're right.
Rondé's almost a handicap. I mean, he's almost a scratch.
He's getting there.
He's almost a scratch.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
It doesn't sound like you're ready with that 9.5 handicap there.
To get shots on, though. That's a great equalizer about golf.
Yes, right.
It's called a handicap.
I understand.
Now, my son is a +2. He's a really good player.
Wow. How old is he?
He's 34. Okay. Played in the golf team at Delaware.
See, he's cheating. I mean, guys who played golf in college, you can't.
Well, he should be good, right?
He better be good.
But see, I can beat him now because he's got to give me like 10 shots. I mean, I don't beat him, straight up. Them shots, you know. Hey,
I got it.
My par putts are for birdie.
Exactly. Jules, you're really one of the good guys in the business, man. Love watching you. Love listening to you. Good having you back on the show. We'll see you out here next year, man.
You guys are great, and I love being a part of this. And tomorrow is a very special day for Army-Navy, the 120th meeting.
That's
89th
right.
Year in Philadelphia. So our city is real proud to have this game here.
Thank you, guys.
Great to see you.
Jules
go Eagles.
Hey.
I know I fire Tiki up.
Come on, get out of here, Jules. Get him out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.